Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks Kickin' Reviews. That's right, I changed the name because making my wife more a part of it, and she thought this name was cooler. And so I changed it.
It is cooler.
It is cooler. So Sweet Kicks Kickin' Reviews and with Bricks and Cricks. That's right, because she's Crystal Ricks and I'm Barry Ricks, and together we're Bricks and Cricks.
Because that's catchy.
That is catchy. So, so we did another review, and today's review is Mintworks by 524 Labs. And so the way that they describe this game is Mintworks is a refreshingly light worker placement game for 1 to 4 players, easy to learn, yet deep enough to keep you coming back.
Now, does it mean light weight-wise or light, like, easy light?
I think both.
Obviously. I mean, it is. I just wonder.
Well, I mean,
how do you take that?
It's either way, I mean, because it is light because in the name, Mintworks, it really comes in an Altoid size case.
Right, and the pieces you play with look like Altoids.
Look like Altoids. So I thought that was kind of fun, too. So our first impressions, we receive the game, open it up, you know, and it, of course, it's always fun to get a game that can fit in your pocket. That's a mint tin, and it's and all the quality of the cards and the little Altoid piece shapes and everything. I thought it all looked well.
Right, but you forgot to mention that the first thing you did when you opened the mint tin was smell it.
Right.
Because you're kind of wondering if maybe it smells minty.
I'm like, does this really smell like mints?
So I have to say to the makers of this, maybe in the future you could drop a little smell
a
of
real
mint.
Altoid in there?
No, just... I was going to say, like a little drop of mint essential oil or something to make it smell minty.
I don't know.
Some
people might not dig that, though.
It made me laugh to see you smell it.
But no, the can was, I mean, really good quality and, you know, the coloring and all the artwork and everything.
Very simple.
Very simple. And speaking of the artwork, you know, the artwork on the cards signifying different buildings and stuff. I mean, it's all simple, like you said, but looks nice.
Right. The object of the game.
So the object of the game, of course, is just like it is a worker placement game. You have you have 5 different areas that you can use your Altoids markers to pick, you know, that those represent your worker. And you have so many that you earn, and you could actually, you start with 3, but you can build those up, and you keep on going until you pass your turn. Like, I will place a worker, and then Crystal would place a worker, and then I would, and then you keep going until either you both can't place anywhere, or all the spots are taken, and each person has to pass in order to go to the next phase of the round.
Right. In the game, as you're gaining resources, building your little town, you end the game when someone gets 7
points.
Stars points.
Yeah, 7 victory points.
Victory points.
7 points, 7 influence, however you want to refer to it, but essentially 7 points. And so in that aspect, this game actually moves really fast.
It moves very fast.
You can complete a game easily in 10 or less minutes.
We did feel a little confused with the rules.
You know what?
It might have just been this guy's fault, though.
I think it was just me. Like, I didn't... I don't know. Maybe the rules were set up in a way... Like, everything was there, but I felt like I had to, like, go to the back of the book and then go to the front of the book.
Yeah, we had a few questions and, that, like, were really challenging,
like,
to find.
It wasn't just, like, a kind of a flowing of the rules. Like, you know, it felt like I had to jump around in the book, but it was mostly just me. But the game is actually really easy to learn.
Yeah, usually it takes me a while to pick up on a game, and I felt like I had it immediately.
Yeah, and so and we played it, so, and then we played it immediately again afterwards, and it's kind of something that we can easily pull out and play a quick game. And the one thing I love about mint games and other pocket games is that you could take it easily on the go. You could take it to, you know, you're gonna have dinner at Chili's or something like that, and you're waiting for your food, bust out some Mintworks and play.
We actually had a lunch date the other day, and as I was leaving the house, I grabbed Mintworks. not just because it's small, but because I thought, this is so fun.
Yeah.
And it's not a lot of space, but so, and that was just a few days later that I wanted to play it again.
Right.
So that, to me, that's a good sign of a good game.
Right. Anything that makes you want to replay it and have that replay of ability, you know, is definitely a winner in our minds. But the great thing about replaying it is each time it was different, though. You know, different buildings that we purchased, you know, who won and who didn't win. And it was different each time.
Yeah, that is one thing, is that because it comes in a mint tin, it's not going to be very diverse for very long. I feel like, I mean, the cards might be different, but you'll see them over right. and over.
But
so
we,
I feel
but,
like...
But we haven't played it with more than just the two of us.
Right.
We haven't played, because it's 1 to 4 players, so you can play up to 4 people, and we haven't tried it with more than just the two of us. But it's a great two-person game, don't get me wrong, but we haven't tried it with more than that.
Right. Which will definitely change it. I'm just saying, I don't know if it's a game that I'd want to play, like, every day and feel like it's a different game every time.
Yeah. Well, but it makes us... But we, like you said, we want to play it again, and so that always puts it high on the, I don't know, the respectability list. Respectability. No, but we really enjoyed it. Everything was smooth, and the artwork was good. The packaging was good.
Yes.
And we played.
Not mint smelled, though.
That didn't smell like mints, though, guys. Come on. Mint works. Doesn't smell
go
like mints.
Go all out if you're going to go
no.
for it.
No, but it was really good. So, that's our kick and review of Mint Works. And
I say buy it.
You give it a buy.
I give it a definite buy.
So a Sweet Kicks recommends, then.
A Crick's recommend?
A Crick's.
Do we have to agree?
Well, I mean... Well, like, you would give it a buy.
I give it a buy.
And slash recommends.
I actually would gift this to other people.
Ooh.
It's not like a, hey, you should try this game. It might be fun for you, but I think I would buy it for other people.
There you go. So I also give it a recommends, a Sweet Kicks recommends slash buy. Like you said, it's really, it's great to just have it in your purse all the time or something, or in your pocket. If you're, unless you're a guy, unless you have a man purse or something like
it's
that.
It's a shoulder bag.
But like you said, I agree also. I think it would be great as a gift. You know, and it's, you know, it's not going to break the bank buying this. And so it's something that you can put into people's stockings or something like that for in Christmas or whatnot. So Mintworks gets 2 recommends, Sweet Kicks with Bricks recommends from Cricks and Bricks on Kickin' Reviews. So that's it, guys. We appreciate you spending your time listening to our review today. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.